There's no better season to go quahogging than the winter season for Warwick resident Jody King. On this day, it's overcast, chilly, and windy.
I love the windier the day, the better I am.
I'm going to throw an anchor out. 1 second.
Jody King says the wind helps him move his boat in order to dig a one-mile trench at the bottom of the bay and collect as many clams as he can. He connects several aluminum pipes together with a large handle on one end and a rake with a metal basket on the other end. He'll pull the handle back and forth to dig for clams through the bottom of the bay.
And that's the sound you should hear as I dig clams.
Born and raised in Warwick, King considers Greenwich Bay not only his backyard, but his dining room table.
I eat what I catch, and I eat it on a regular, weekly basis. I come out here, and I go home every night. I live right by the water. I see what happens in my bay on a daily basis.
He says the bay has gotten healthier since he first started fishing.
It was 20 years ago that I used to watch, and excuse what I say, but I used to watch poop and condoms float through the bay routinely after a heavy rain event. And the bay would turn brown after real heavy rain events, partly because of the mud and stuff that come in, but partly because of the poop that used to come in.
That's no longer the case. Overflows of untreated wastewater and street runoff used to drain directly into the upper bay after a heavy storm. Now all of that gets funneled into underground tanks and tunnels designed for storing untreated sewage. And more homes with septic systems and cesspools are now connected to city sewer systems. Over the past 30 years, voters have overwhelmingly approved millions of dollars in environmental bonds, especially those that deal with clean water. And this has helped local wastewater treatment plants pay for the upgrades to better treat the water. King is pleased with these changes.
They've done a great job. They keep my job very productive. They keep the bay open, and they not only keep the bay open, but they keep the bay pristine. And that's what Rhode Island is known for. It's pristine waters.
King vividly remembers a moment on the bay 10 summers ago when the water at Greenwich Bay wasn't so pristine.
My dad and I came out probably 5 o'clock in the morning, and you could see the water wasn't clear. You could see like a milky gray color on the water, and you could smell a stench that was unimaginable. The worst low tide that you can imagine, that's what it smelled like out here.
King remembers standing ankle deep in dead fish. It was a fish kill unlike anything he had ever seen before.
A number of bad circumstances sort of came together at once and led to a large fish kill in Greenwich Bay.
That's the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management's Angelo Liberti. He says the bay has had problems with low oxygen levels since the 1980s. The fish died because there wasn't enough oxygen in the water.
That really seemed to get a lot more people's attention, that there is an oxygen problem that needs to be worked on.
Fish suffocated when hot temperatures, low wind, and too many nutrients in the water, specifically nitrogen, all contributed to low oxygen levels. Most of the nitrogen that makes its way into Narragansett Bay comes from wastewater treatment plants. The treated wastewater drained into the bay doesn't have poop in it, but it does have leftover nutrients, and it's those nutrients that contributed to the massive fish kill a decade ago. The fish kill prompted state leaders to issue a law that requires more ambitious goals for cutting the amount of nitrogen we put into the bay by half. The state is remarkably close. They're currently at about 45%. The Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management found 11 wastewater treatment facilities that needed to cut how much nitrogen they were discharging into the bay. Liberti says 8 out of those 11 will meet their goal this year, including the state's largest wastewater treatment plant, Fields Point in Providence.
I think this will be the last haul for the morning.
Back on the waters of Narragansett Bay, Jody King stands on his boat, which he lovingly calls Black Gold.
I made more than 40 bucks.
From here, he harvests his last basket of clams for the day. It's in these waters that he sees a difference the state's efforts have made.
I can see it in the amount of clams I can come out here on a daily basis to catch. I can see it in the quality of the water that I get to see, feel, and touch, and occasionally taste every day. And I can tell you that this bay is getting much, much cleaner due to all the things that are happening, all the agencies working together.
And then King gets philosophical, saying Narragansett Bay will get clean when everybody wants it clean. I'm Bart Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.